человек,
a person
который не имеет
who has no knowledge about religion, but who goes looking, is indeed like a lost mushroomer. He collected mushrooms, collected knowledge, collected perhaps some resources, collected earthly happiness, and suddenly he sees that he got lost. People, as it turns out, die, and he thought for a while that others die and he would live forever, and then it hurt somewhere in liver or spleen, and he started thinking, where is the sense of life? Some say there is God, others say there is none. It is some foolishness and nothing more. Fantasies. And he started asking round. Indeed, some say this and others say that. And what do this letter say? I mean those who say that there is God. He doesn't yet believe in anything. What do they say? They say very simple things. Take a look. Just take a look. Life. How did it appear in the first place? How could it have appeared? Did you think about it or not? Well, how? I remember from school that it appeared on itself as a result of millions or billions of years. Really? By itself? I will tell you now. Don't trust me. Trust the scientists. What do they say? They say the following. The probability that the life of a DNA molecule appeared on itself is 10^-8,000 degree. It's 80,000 zeros. Could it have happened? It appeared on itself, indeed, the probability that the life appeared from a connection of already existing molecules is 200^-255 degree. The mathematicians calculated the probability that life appeared on Earth. According to the laws of numbers, we had no right to appear, and if we did appear, we shouldn't have survived. And a believer says, what do you think? Imagine billions of letters falling down from above. How soon an encyclopedia will appear? Any encyclopedia. A Soviet one, a theologian one? Well, no. And what about a color TV? Will it get collected if details fall? No. So one living cell is millions times more complicated than any TV set, encyclopedia, computer. So how could it have all appeared just from atoms falling down and they got organized? Even this is impossible. One boy, having come from school, announced to his father, Dad, there is no God. Our teacher told so. He said, oh, so interesting. Yeah, indeed. I didn't know that. Okay, I will know. Thank you. Next morning, Dad came out and drew some circles, squares, some geometric figures. And then son came out and said, Dad, take a look, someone drew these figures. What? These figures. What? But it appeared all on itself. Really? It is impossible. Oh, impossible. Even this is impossible. And life appeared on itself. Imagine what you are comparing. Here is the comparison. If there is higher intelligence that is called God by religion, and there is nothing, why it doesn't exist? Why does it exist? Take a look where the probability is greater. Just life, this beauty that Pythagoras called all this world cosmos, that is translated from Greek as beauty. Everybody has been impressed by it. Could it have appeared all by itself? This is a very strange faith. Everybody should realize that there is intelligence, perfect intelligence, that could have created what we see. So you see, science anthropic principle from the word anthropos, a human being is a reasonable being, and science claims there is anthropic principle in the world. That means that it has been all done intentionally. So with rationality, a lot of scientists spoke of it, the anthropic principle claims. In such a way, the probability of a cell could appear on itself is at least the same as some monkey would 400 times type the full text of the Bible without a single mistake. It would be a genius monkey, but without a single mistake. Unbelievable. Who could suppose that? No one. Atheist says yes. Yes, a monkey could print the Bible 400 times. As for the probability, to talk of probability, let's imagine a different picture. Let's imagine a very clever mathematician at table. Very clever. And a curtained window. And behind that window, there is a giraffe walking around. I can imagine a horse, but a giraffe with a long neck, a neck of 3 or 2 meters. And a student walks in. He has a pass or fail exam. He would like to be asked about a giraffe, but this is highly unlikely. And professor says to a student, prove that there is a giraffe. Such a question was not expected from a mathematician. But prove, a giraffe exists. And he started to say the following, giraffe cannot exist. The reason is simple. A neck is so long. Where does it live? In Kenya, in Africa, there are many lions, leopards. They would have bitten this long neck, and the giraffe couldn't protect itself. What would it do in face of a lion? It is impossible. Such a long neck. So all the vascular system couldn't survive. The student is in despair. He should prove, he must prove there is a giraffe. So he collected his thoughts and said, dear professor, let's find out what means to prove something. Okay, go on. So, what it means to prove existence of some real thing? How we can prove what it means to prove existence of some real object? It means to convince, to show, to demonstrate that it exists. How we can do this? by two ways only. First is the easiest one. Believe. You should trust someone who saw. Professor doesn't. Professor says, yeah, you can believe or you cannot believe. Why should I trust everybody that they saw a giraffe? Student doesn't give up and says, okay, dear professor, there is another way, all right. The following. We should offer a real way to check this suggestion, and a person will be able to make sure of themselves. You, dear professor, do not believe that there is a giraffe. Please go to the zoo and make sure. I will pay for your ticket. Just give me the best grade. Professor is absolutely happy. I will give you the best grade. You did prove, indeed. What it means to prove? They often say, please prove there is God. Ask a question, what does it mean to prove? What does it mean to prove that something exists? There are just two ways to do this. Either you trust people who are undoubtedly honest. One person can make a mistake. No, there are many people claim something or someone exists. I saw. You either trust, or in the end, if you can't, you can say you should do this and that to make sure yourself that it is so indeed. So you understand what it means to prove. To prove means to give someone a chance to make sure themselves of something. Once in our academia, the head of the Institute of Scientific Atheism came here. We had a conversation, and I won't tell his name. He is a philosophy doctor. I said, we exchange opinions, but I have a question. And the question is not mine. These terrible students are. They just can't leave me alone. There is one question only you can answer. I can't. What? They keep asking me, what should we do to make sure there is no God? He is a clever person, and he understood all the strength and cunningness of this question. What can we do to make sure there is no God? What? To become a scientist. I will enumerate you a few scientists. Starting. Коперник, Ньютон, Ломоносов, Гальвани, Вольта, Ампер, Мендель, Дюма, Ковалевская, Пастер, Попов, Менделеев, Павлов, Флоренский, Шмидт, Шрёдингер, Филатов, Луковой Найсинецкий, Леметр, Гейзенберг, Бройль. Бесчисленное количество
An endless number of scientists.
Это звёзды первой величины.
These are the stars of science, those who are number one scientists of the world science, who claim, I do believe there is God. What should one do to make sure there is no God? The main question to atheism. Atheism claims there is no God, and it can't answer its own main question, something it is based on, he couldn't answer. And I said, I know the answer. You should go to a rock concert. I was in the United States once at 1 a.m. I opened a door Then I shut it closed, and I said to Americans, if you don't believe there is hell, just take a look in here. If there is hell, there is also paradise. Atheism doesn't answer the main question. The question without which all this viewpoint, all this worldview falls down as a car house, it just collapses. And religion keeps repeating all the preachers, teachers, lecturers, you should do this and that to make sure there is God. Dear person, there is a way. Here is a way to find out there is a giraffe. Here is a ticket. Here you should go to zoo, to the Kinan Park. Here it is. There is a way to God. Indeed, an inner way, there is a way, and many and many witnesses, such witnesses who couldn't let lies even in thoughts, they claim that there is God, and millions of them had a choice. Either they say there is God, and to have to undergo terrible tortures and death, or to say there is no God and to be set free. And they said there is God and they died. What is it? Are they all just crazy? Millions and millions of ascets, martyrs, are they all crazy? I'm sorry, maybe we should think, who is more crazy? Perhaps me, when I claim there is no God, while drinking coffee, of these people facing tortures and death. These are not single people. We can find single people anywhere who can die for some idea. Hundreds maybe, but here an endless number of people who spilled their blood for faith in God. This is the scale that is evident to justify that people didn't just claim they think there is God as it seems to them. It doesn't seem to them, but no, there is an affirmative yes, they are positive there is God. They filled it and lived it with all their essence and in such a way that they are ready to give away their life for this. As Reverend Serafim Sarovsky said, a person who felt God and the kingdom of heaven that is inside a person would be ready to live thousands of years in a room filled with worms who would bite them all the time in order not to lose this kingdom of heaven. Indeed, we find Martyr Evstrati, who had his skin torn off from him, and oil, hot oil, was being spilled on him. He said, "These torches are my happiness." And there are other martyrs who claim the same. And please imagine which believer could just survive the life they were living, like forest, animals, darkness, frosts, and just the mosquitoes in summer, those terrible mosquitoes, those horrors around. Who could do that if inside there is no fire of God's presence. No one could ever do this. And there are numerous monks of the kind. And the Christianity shows a way how one should gain this, how a person can get to know God. You want to know, please, with great pleasure. Where are these sincere people? Please show me. Where is this person who sincerely wants to see God? Please show them. You know why I'm saying this? There are almost no people of the kind. One saint was asked, why there are no saints anymore? And he said, there are no saint teachers because there are no pupils who would like to follow them. Reverend Seraphim said, because there is no decisiveness, determination and perseverance. We live as it goes, like the river flows, and we follow it. Where is the person, a sincere person, who is looking for God not just for something, but he just wants to find truth, to get to know God? Where are they? Less and less people are looking for God. This was prophesied, and the Holy Fathers of the first centuries told us about that unfortunately the river of people, the number of people who are looking for God, would become still more shallow, and the stream would become more shallow and smaller. Sometimes there are some people who are looking, but sometimes they remain pagans in real life. And what is the difference of faith in orthodoxy and the faith out of orthodoxy? Out of orthodoxy, faith is belief. In the direct meaning of the word, I believe there is God, there is Jesus Christ who did this and that. I believe all I should believe. But who I was, I still remain myself with the same properties. And in the orthodox meaning of the word of faith, faith is a change of life. Once I was lecturing students at one university, and they asked me what orthodox faith was. You can expect anything from me, I'm so unpredictable. And I started yelling, fire! They looked at me horrified. And I said, why are you sitting here? Ah, you didn't trust, didn't believe me. If you have believed me, you would have run out of here, out of all doors and windows. You see what faith is. Yes. Orthodox speaks of it. Faith is a change of life. What change? According to this faith, fire, run. Here is the difference of our Orthodox understanding, the understanding of the word faith, of this standard, regular, dead notion. I believe in God, I'm Orthodox. Oh, really, you would better not speak. It's difficult for people to understand what your Orthodoxy is about. Let's just drink to Orthodoxy. So I would like to sum up and to make a conclusion. Belief in God, faith, has fundament and has reasons for it, grounds for it. First, the existence of this world, space, cosmos, and of a human being, first of all. This is an amazing fact. One French scientist, Barnet, said, "It is enough just for me to look at a person's arm. I'm impressed by the how complex it is. It is enough to believe there is God." The modern scientists say it is enough to take a look at one single cell. It is so complicated. It is enough to make sure there is God. Indeed, the anthropic principle is the fundamental principle of all life, of the material side of our world. And secondly, the verification principle, it is a scientific principle. The scientific truth is only, I pay your attention, is only something that can be verified, that can really be verified. There are unreal things. For instance, I claim that in constellation of Cancer there are crayfish. Nobody seems to believe. Well, prove the opposite. That's why we call it the constellation of Cancer, because there are crayfish. But you're such terrible people, students. They are saying, "Алексей Ильич, please, you prove that there are crayfish in that constellation." Oh, and I say, right, you are. There is also a great experience of people who made sure there is God. They understood what great good it is, people who gave their life, who underwent tortures and proved their conviction with tortures, death, and blood. Inner experience. These are the points that are the arguments, very powerful arguments in favor of God's existence. And what now? Now we can talk about other things. But I can't help saying I have one remark to make. In face of all these things, what is our faith of us, believers? We believe in God. Of course, it is obvious to believe in God. When we see a car, we believe there is someone who made that car. What is so special about it? There is no faith required. The fact that we believe in God, it is just nothing. But the faith of atheists, I just envy them immensely. No grounds, absolutely, but they do believe there is no God. I just can't help wondering, how did they make their faith so strong? Absolutely no grounds, and they keep believing there is no God. Some academics write, you read them, and you think, are these first-year pupils such naive ideas? Where did they come from? Did they come out of a cave? Here is faith. I think that compared to their faith, our faith is just, I don't mean the contents of their faith, but the strength of their faith is remarkable indeed. You see, I said, the strength of their faith. You should believe there are no non-believers. There are believers in God, and there are believers that there is no God. And they say, I am a non-believer. Oh, this sounds so great. Why do you believe there is no God? Come on, answer me. Okay. These are some ideas. These are just some ideas, just off the top, you know, of my head. But sometimes we have to do this just to get acquainted with some thoughts, ideas. It is necessary. But we have many steps ahead of us. We should speak about the religion, which of them is true. Here are so many things to tell you. Why Orthodoxy is the true religion, and what is the way of the spiritual life. And this is all very difficult. We will try to talk of it a little bit. But just a little bit. Here at our school we have a special course of history of religion, and it goes through the history of all, I wanted to say all religions, but it is impossible, through the main religions, and they are being looked through and they are being studied. And when you will study this, you will see a lot of facts. You will see the teachings of religions, you will see the moral principles and values, you will see their notions and understanding of God, of a human being. You will see it all in order to be able to compare Christianity and other religions. And it is the question. You imagine how much knowledge you need to have, how fundamentally you have to study Christianity and other religions. A lot of people went through this. It was done by people who looked for God in the beginning of the 20th century. They studied Hinduism, Hindu religions, Buddhism, Judaism, and of course they studied the Muslim religion, partially Judaism, but more probably the religion of the Old Testament. But it is a lot of work, it is too difficult, I guess we are too lazy for this, and it requires a lot of time. Perhaps you heard the name of monk Serafim Rose. He went through this. He really studied it all. He didn't just study, he studied languages in order to read these sacred books of these religions. It is the way due to which he came not just to Christianity, but even to Orthodoxy, in order to make sure which religion is true. There is one very important and essential question due to which, and having answered which, we will be able to solve this complicated question. Not because it's complicated as a contents, it just complicated because the volume is huge, there are many religions. And the question is as follows. Every religion, regardless of which religion it is, can be asked, could you please, could you please provide arguments in favor of divine origin of your faith. Which religion is true? That has divine origin. Not earthly, not what people could make up. We could make up anything, and many things are being made up. But were interested in the divine origin of a religion, because if this religion has its source God as a source, consequently it is a true religion by notion. God is truth. God is truth, and this question should be asked to every religion, and we should listen to their answers. Don't forget this question, please. You will need it a lot.